We've been at it since about 8 o'clock, and we've probably added 45 to 50 people already.
It's around 11:30, and Kenneth Kennedy, a pharmacy resident, is helping oversee the Be the Match bone marrow drive. He says part of the challenge is updating potential donors on how the donation process has evolved. When many people hear the words bone marrow donation, the first things that come to mind are a large needle and no small amount of pain. Much of that has changed.
People get some injections under their skin for 5 days, 7 days, and then they're hooked up to a pheresis machine, which draws their blood out, collects the cells that it needs to collect.
It's called peripheral collection, and it's now used in about 75% of bone marrow donations. Kennedy says the discomfort is minimal and the whole procedure much less invasive. That's welcome news to new donor Monica Cho, who is just finishing up her paperwork.
I know that there's a newer method, so that's a little more comforting, but I'm not a big fan of needles, but there's a greater cause, so.
A concert featuring Ryan Hamner, musician and four-time Hodgkin's lymphoma survivor, is scheduled for tonight at 7:30 at Tin Roof. More information about joining the Bone Marrow Registry can be found at marrow.org. Josh James, WUKY News.